I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back for another week, and hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are in the world. Playing baseball, coaching, developing, whatever you're doing, or just sitting back and watching the continued madness of the MLB unfold week to week. And hey, you know what? If it's not your team doing the work, you're not too excited. And if it is your team, you're super excited. So the Mets just kept rolling. Padres jumped in with Bogaerts, and the Giants finally get to the party, kick the door open. We'll talk about all that type of stuff on this episode. And you know what? We got a lot of opinions about it, for sure. There's no question about it. Both Nolan and I, some are similar and some may be different, but that's what we're all here to do. So it's all excellent. So before we get to go into the show, as always, do want to give our huge shout out to the team over at Rip Grip Pro for sponsoring the show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Of course, the Rip Grip Pro is a palm up, palm down hitting training tool that we strongly believe in. And, you know, it helps you stay in the zone a lot longer, which makes sense when you think about it, to keep that bat in the plane and a better chance to hit and hit to all areas as well. So definitely give them a look at ripgrippro.com to find out more information about them. And secondly, we do want to also shout out to our boys over at The Rope Trainer. And as you know, that's a huge product for us as well, for throwing pitchers, position players of all areas, ages, skill levels. It doesn't matter. If you want to find out more information about that, go to our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com and look up The Rope Trainer, and we've got it all there for you. And as always, reach out to me, DM me, contact me, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram at dirtbagbaseballnation. That's at dirtbagbaseballnation. And we'll definitely reach out and get talking with you and make sure you understand why we believe in it so much, and so why it should be a part of your training development as well. So, and if you have products or you're interested in being a sponsor on the show, you can also reach out to us. Same thing, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'd love to explore new products, help out small companies any way we can. So that's what we're here to do. So anyways, dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a few minutes, right after this commercial break. And hey, we're ready to get up and get after it and get dirty. So settle in. We'll be right back here in a second.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP Original Ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And Nolan, are you going to be locked in, or is that brand new glove that you just received in the mail today going to preoccupy you from tonight's episode?
So the team that I play for back home, baby blue colors. So I went with this Marucci Maldives mitt, the new basically top of the line mitts that Marucci has. Japanese kip, all that stuff, man. Oh, it feels nice. It looks nice. I can't wait to test it out in a game. I'm hoping it plays as nice as it looks, because, yeah, it's a damn good mitt. But, no, I'm always locked in. I just like trying to break this mitt in now. So that'll be the next thing to do over the next couple of weeks.
Generation does say, Nolan, I will give you a kudos to it. I don't know if they're still using it or not, but it is a pretty dope glove.
Costs an arm and a leg, but, I mean, when you're going after the top-of-the-line mitts, like, and really it makes a huge difference. Hey, honest to God, it does, man, because that's the thing. Like, you buy one of the, no disrespect to the cheaper mitts out there and stuff like that. And I mean, even the, like, obviously Marucci, they have cheaper lines and everything like that, but the difference in quality between an actual mitt that you're willing to spend some money on versus the quality of mitt that you're going to get that you're spending, I don't know, $80, $100. I don't know what the bottom of the line mitts are now, but it's night and day.
There's no question, right? We talk about it all the time. You know, we go back to the Rip Grip Pro, the rope trainer, for a couple of the training aids that we do. And we turn down a lot of training aids, not because we think we're bigger than them or not, but it really does come down. Does that glove, does that bat in your mind, does that training aid in your mind and our mind when we're reviewing them really going to make a difference? And if it is, that's right. Again, how do you put obviously there is a value. For sure, you've got to put a top-end price that you're willing to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about stuff that you're going to have a huge cost up front, but it's going to last you 6 or 7 years, or the products that we have, lifetime.
Well, I was going to say, with how much I'm playing baseball nowadays, I expect this mitt to last me a lifetime. Like, I obviously have my other mitt that I'll use for pitching and everything like that, but it was a Wilson A2000. I'm drawing a blank on what the heck it was, but it was one of the glove of the months from about 8 years ago type of deal. Gray with the blue laces and everything like that, blue tint. I mean, it was a cool mitt, but yeah, it was just starting to get a bit faded and everything like that, because I was using it for pitching, infield,
our training, everything, positions. Right?
Yeah, and I was using it all the time. So that's the thing. Decided to pony up this year, get a new mitt. But anyways, we're not here to talk about our Mets. We're here to talk about what just happened this past week. Obviously, last night, I mean, man, we talked about it on last week's episode. Carlos Correa. The Giants had to pony up. They outbid themselves. I can guarantee that because I did not see that one coming at 13 years, 350. The trend for all shortstops outside of Dansby Swanson, obviously, who hasn't signed yet. They're signed until they're 41 years old at basically $30 million a year still.
Yeah, there's just so many stupid things about that one for me. When you get looking at the breakdown of it, right? 13 years. Oh, I tied Bryce Harper for longest contract. 350. Well, I beat Francisco Lindor at $341 million. Don't say these types of things didn't go into it. They absolutely went into it.
Oh, 100%.
And that, like you said, I agree with you. I think the Giants bid against themselves.
But at the end of the day, though, I think it's a good job by Correa's representatives because here's the thing. So, like, I also watch football pretty much religiously, and they always talk about resetting the market. So as a shortstop, if you're Correa, you're wanting to reset the market. You're wanting to make it higher so those next guys up, those Danny or the guys that are coming out in a couple of years. I mean, Bo Bichette, for example, I know his contract's going to be up in a couple of years. Now, I'm not saying Bo Bichette's deserving of that type of money, but...
You just raised him $100 million.
Yeah, that's all of a sudden the goal. Like Dansby Swanson, if you asked me what he was going to get paid, I can't remember what I said off of the top at the start of it when we were doing our free agent predictions, but I think I said somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 years, $160 or something like that. Now all of a sudden he's going to be 8 years, $240.
Yeah, let's get it over with right now in this opening segment, Nolan. Let's just hammer right down, and then we can just talk about it, I guess, the players and the signings and stuff like that. So from the Mets to the Giants now, the Padres were in on everybody or whatever and that. I mean, every sport goes through it. I mean, 10 months ago, I guess 9 months ago, we were in a strike, right? Because it's the same old story. The players want too much. The owners want too much. It doesn't matter the sport. You guys that are of our generation, my generation, 50s and plus, you know, you've seen this continually evolve over the years of strikes and stuff like that. But the simple truth of the matter is you just hit the nail on the head, Nolan. Their representatives just did an outstanding job because, let's be honest, Dirtbags, there's no player in any professional sport that is going to sit there and say, no, I'm okay taking $100 million instead of $350 million to stay with the team I was with.
Except for Jose Ramirez.
Like,
but outside of him, or, like, yeah.
You know, yes, the Braves have been able to somehow do that. The Guardians, which were the Indians back in the 90s, kind of started that sort of small market, long-term type of thing or whatever. And that. But the bottom line is, owners are always going to screw themselves because it's like buying a house or buying a car. They get so invested in it that they lose their minds and they lose their wallet and their paycheck. And you see it over and over again. Like, hey, I'm as excited as anybody to see these signings this year and so much and such a flurry of it and things like that. But you're right. Where does it end? Where does it end? I'm not going to the ball games. I'm not going to the ball games live if they're going to have to keep jumping up in price. Our TV is excellent. MLB Network is excellent. Sure, I mean, we pay for it. But as everybody says, right, you can grab a beer when you need to grab a beer. You can grab a drink when you need to grab a drink. You can go to the bathroom without waiting in line, and you don't have to walk up and down stairs.
Yeah, and I mean, especially with the price of Jay's tickets right now, like Jay's tickets are incredibly high to begin with, and then beers are $16, and I know no one wants to pay that for a beer, and then hot dogs are...
Yeah.
Another $12 or something like that. Like the price of everything at an actual Jays game. No, we're just saying the Jays because that's the closest MLB team to us.
Everywhere's
but,
the same.
But yeah, it's like, all
look at the Yankees.
Comparable.
Look how empty it was this year because they're outpriced.
Yeah.
That's New York. And they're not filling up the lower bowl. So that's telling you there's a price point, there's a tipping point that fans will pay to go to live games. Mm-hmm. And yet there's nothing better than being at a live game.
No, exactly.
I still love it. The ambiance, the batting practice, everything about it. You need to be there. That's what everybody, every young kid
but even
that doesn't even know baseball and is going for the first time with their mom and dad or whoever it is.
Even batting practice, though, at some stadiums now. Like, I know Toronto, their home team, once again, we're just using this because that's the closest example that we have. but their home batting cages are underneath, so you don't even get to watch their home BP. Like, you can only watch away BP. And, I mean, it's not quite the same as what it once was. But it's like, man, if I'm going to a baseball game, I want to get the full experience of it. I want to see, I want to be able to get in there 2 hours before the game, sit down in my seat, watch the BP, watch the way they do their infield, watch everything about it.
That's how you learn.
It's like, man, exactly. Like, if I'm a high school kid and I'm trying to get to that next stage, whether it be pro or college or whatever else you want to do in life type of deal, but you want to do it at a successful level. You go in there and you watch these guys do it the way that they do it before a game, and the way and how meticulous they are about everything that they do. Like, it's incredible to watch.
Yeah, for sure, man. And just the excitement of the music going, and you go back to your own park and you just can't wait for that type of stuff. You want to implement it into your own program with your own team. That's what you want to be doing. And it's just so disappointing. So, you know, hey, I just wanted to get that out there. I just wanted to get that off my mind and out of my mouth to all you dirtbags and stuff like that. Again, I don't know what your opinion is on this or whatever. And like I said, I mean, the flurry of it is awesome, Nolan. We're excited. We're pumped. We're jacked. No question about it. But when you step back and you look at it from what the Mets have done, you know, we always talk about there's never going to be a ceiling on team budgets and there's never a floor. But there's not a chance. We saw how many teams that have not been active in any sense so far this year. Now, they'll get a little bit busy February, maybe the end of January or whatever and that, just to fill out their roster. But all those fans are not excited about 2023.
Well, the Mets could have...
they're feeling like they're a million miles behind.
The Mets could have 10 times the payroll this year that the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Cleveland Guardians or a few of those other small market teams, Oakland Athletics, for example, could have going into the season. We'll talk about that more after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And so let's go, Nolan. Correa to the Giants. So take aside the money, take aside the contract, take aside the length, whatever. No question. Hell of a player. What do you do with Brandon Crawford? Do they move him right now this year, right from the get-go? Or is that a conversation that they were going to have after they signed him?
I feel like Brandon Crawford was the type of conversation that you have before the offseason starts. Like, hey, listen, okay, this is going to be our fallback plan. If we can't sign Aaron Judge, we're going to go out there. We're going to get one of the big-time shortstops. Are you willing to move over to, I don't know, probably second base, maybe third base based on his range at this point in time? I'd say third base is probably the better option for him. Obviously, Evan Longoria is a free agent this year. Doesn't sound like he'll be back with the San Francisco Giants by all accounts from what I've heard. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, you're going into it. You've already had the conversation. It was the same as to why I said the Cubs, because the Cubs had the conversation with Nico Horner early in the offseason. Hey, listen, we're interested in upgrading. Nico Horner said, yeah, sure. Like, I'll move over to second base. I'll move over to third base. Hey, if we can get one of those big time, one of the top four free agent shortstops, I have no problem moving over because, A, that makes our team better if I'm in second base or third base, because he's definitely a starting eight starting seven on the Chicago Cubs defense. I'm not including pitcher or catcher because those are two positions that he can't play. But either way, it's one of those things where, yeah, you're looking at it. I think no matter what, it makes the San Francisco Giants more competitive this year, although it was basically option B because obviously plan A was sign Aaron Judge, sign Mitch Haniger. Then they followed up with a Ross Stripling at 2 years. They followed up with Sean Manaea at 2 years, 25. So that kind of rounds out their rotation a little bit.
Couple of nice old signings there.
Obviously, you're still waiting to see what Joey Bart is behind the plate, but it sounds like most of the free agent catchers are kind of off of the table in terms of like that second tier. Obviously, Wilson Contreras was in a tier of his own this year, but Christian Vasquez, he signed the 3 year 30 with, I believe it was the Twins. You got Mike Zunino signing the 1 year, $6 million with the Cleveland Guardians. So, I mean, you still got your Tucker Barnharts and a couple other guys out there that could fill in and be a backup catcher, every other day type catcher to a Joey Bart down there. But in terms of what it does to the San Francisco Giants, obviously it makes their lineup deeper.
Yeah, no question. So expensive on the Correa one and really like the Manaea and Stripling signings. Really do. You go down the interstate to San Diego, Bogarts.
Yeah, so Bogarts, 11-year, 280. Obviously, they were in on every big free agent. I don't know where they got the budget for it.
I don't know where
No one knows where this $300 million contract have come from. The only thing that I can think of is they are 100% of the belief that Manny Machado will be opting out after this year. Fernando Tatis is still owed, what, $400 million, close to it, I guess, after he comes back off his 20-game suspension to start out the year. Obviously, he was suspended for 80 games last year, but it carried over into this year, so that's why I'm saying the 20 games to start out this year. It sounds like Fernando Tatis, obviously the shortstop experiment is over. We've said that, though, in the past. So, I mean, more power to him for going out there and actually getting a shortstop. Because, yeah, Tatis, obviously not a shortstop at the major league level. Now, what you do with Ha-Seong Kim and Jake Cronenworth and all those other guys that can play shortstop, that's kind of interesting to me because Machado's obviously your third baseman. Cronenworth, I'd assume, has to play first base for
him. I like him over at first.
I'm trying to think. Like, I guess Ha-Seong Kim's got to play second base for him. You got Bogarts coming in at shortstop. You got Tatis out in left, Trent Grisham in center, and I'm not quite sure what the right field plan is. I think Will Myers is still under contract for another year, if I'm not mistaken.
Soto?
Oh, sorry, Juan Soto, yeah. Yeah, duh.
But even well, you start going down their lineup and you forget those guys until somebody says so many
names.
And I had to think about it too, even when you were saying it. I was like, wait a minute.
No, sorry about that. Minute, but Juan Soto. Juan Soto, obviously, he's another guy probably in 24. I don't know if they're going to have enough money to sign him because, yeah, once again, it's not like it's a team that packs the barn every night and they're not getting those jersey sales like those other major market teams are.
they're not getting them globally and stuff like that for sure. They're obviously doing well enough domestically, and a lot of excitement. I would assume maybe Mexico as well. The islands, hard to say or whatever, but obviously they're getting ownership. Feels like the money's there, right? And all I've said, dirtbags with Nolan and Braden is, you know, I really hope it is there. Because, you know, Tom Hicks, not long ago, just a couple decades ago, everybody thought he had money down in Texas, and all of a sudden he ran out of it pretty quick. So I you know what, I'd sure hate to see that type of stuff happen with the San Diego Padres again. Like that'd be devastating. So, but that'd be another podcast for another day. So, Dodgers remain quiet out on the West, and the Diamondbacks, they, obviously getting a lot of talk about their outfielders or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see what they do, moving into the new year or whatever. But let's slide over to our man, Buck Showalter. Wow. Wow.
He's on the Dave Roberts pedestal now. Winner, you're going to get chirped by us. When your franchise, like we said, I mean, they're spending 10 times the amount that those small market teams are. Like, you're up to, what, $340 million after signing Brandon Nimmo to an 8-year $162 million. Sodai Kanga to that 5-year $75 million. Jose Quintana, 2-year $26 million. And David Robertson to a 1-year $10 million, all in the span of 1 week. Like, and obviously, I mean, that's not including the Justin Verlander signing of earlier this offseason. Like I said, you're already over $330 million in projected payroll for this year. So if you're Buck Showalter, the writing's on the wall. Like, you have to win a World Series this year. That is the expectation in New York. Anything short of that, you have fallen flat on your face, and you could be shown the door.
Cohen said he'd do whatever it took, right,
mm-hmm.
to win a World Series. Obviously, he's backing it up and proving it. But like you said, you just nailed the Dodgers, the Yankees. Not that they've been, I mean, they've been very high on the spending for sure every year or whatever. They always are. So on paper is one thing, as you say. Being on the field, being healthy, Chicago White Sox come to mind. They don't have that type of payroll, obviously, in that, but pretty damn good looking team going into 2022, and
fell way short of expectations. Those
injuries,
last year.
Right? Those injuries, yep. Can be so devastating and stuff like that. You know, Max gets the oblique from the how violently he throws and how strong he throws. He always comes back, but you know what? You take six strikes away or whatever and things like that in a season, that adds up. Verlander was off the charts this year. You know what? He's going to be. It's not about not being prepared, but you never know when an injury can happen. It just,
especially, wow. Here's the thing too with Verlander, right? You're going from warm inside a building,
I know,
like in a dome, to all of a sudden out in the open for 2 months at least of cold weather for baseball,
and it's
obviously April and October because that is the expectation for the New York Mets this year.
And it's been a few years since he played in Detroit in cold weather, and even longer since he played college at Old Dominion, and so that's some cold, nasty. City Field is right there. It's cold. It's right by the water. Holy moly. That's a different beast, man, when you're playing in April.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, it's reasonable to expect a regression, obviously, after the year that he had last year. Like, you can't sit here and project any starting pitcher to have a year like he did last year. But 1.75 ERA, right around one whip. Obviously, the K per nine was still over nine. Like, great year overall. But, I mean, realistically, the expectation, what do you think, 105 wins?
Yeah.
Like, I still see holes in that New York Mets lineup, though.
Oh, yeah, there's times where it can get away on you or whatever and that. And another thing, I'm sure there's not a lot of phones ringing off the hook to Mr. Cohen from other ownership right now. I'm sure there's not, and there's not going to be. I'm sure they will pull away from trades, they will pull away from everything or whatever and that, because those lower teams, like, they... Well, we just talked about it last week, right? The Rays and the A's being on the clock for a final year, making it happen, or you got to move. When you're spending that type of money or whatever and that, it's devastating for the industry. It's one thing to win at all costs or whatever and that, but I think it's been proven you have to find that magic balance of player development, farm system, and the major league team, right? I think it's just been proven. You have to have that. You have to have in-house depth. And, you know, like we said, they got the young catcher coming up in New York as well. All of a sudden,
Francisco Alvarez. Yep.
How do you feel going out there catching Scherzer and Verlander? You mess up, those guys don't fool around.
No, he won't be long for New York Mets.
Yeah, they're up one side and down the other. Yep. And McCann, I mean, he can do it defensively.
I'm not hitching my wagon to the New York Mets right now. I mean, in terms of what they have for starting pitchers and everything like that, obviously it's got to be right up there for the best rotation in baseball.
Maybe they go and make that Danny Jansen trade with the Jays.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's got to be something else that they do here before it's all said and done, because catching-wise, they still scare me. Sure. And like I said, there's still holes across the whole field. Like, you're banking on Eduardo Escobar having another year like he did last year. I think that's unreasonable, too, because he had a damn good year last year. And I understand, like, for the most part, he's been great, but defensively, even last year, he was above what he normally is. Offensively, kind of right on par with kind of what he is. A bit more home runs than what he's had over the past few years. But his average was up. Like, yeah. That's kind of why I'm saying, like, I can't really see him, especially being on the other side of 30. Like, I just don't know what to think of the New York Mets. But, I mean, hell, they're all in. So, Bucky Showalter, all the pressure's on you, man.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, what do the Twins do? Do they get in there hard with that Swanson one? We only got 30 seconds. But
well, they said that was going to be the fallback, but Dansby Swanson's a fallback for a lot of teams, it seems like. Every team that needs a shortstop still. There's what, 7 or 8 teams that at least have checked in on Dansby Swanson? And, I mean, by the time it's all said and done, like we said, I kind of projected 7-year 160 to start out. He's got to be in the range. I mean, I don't know. I genuinely have no clue, but he's earned himself an extra $80 million off of whatever the heck just happened with the shortstop market this year. But yeah, we'll talk a bit more after the break about kind of where the Minnesota Twins are.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech.
for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered.
How about a tech gift that's music to her ears?
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at great prices this holiday. And right now at Staples, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199. You save $50. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer ends 12/17. Limit 2 in-store only.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we got to keep getting after it, buddy. Let's keep getting dirty.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, we were talking about the Twins a little bit before the break there. Like I said, I mean, they signed Christian Vasquez to the 3-year, $30 million. I love that one because he's defensive first catcher. He can stick it a little bit. I'm not going to say he's a otherworldly offensive guy. But, I mean, $10 million a year for what he can do defensively and help out the pitchers-wise. I love that. Obviously, they need more pitching. They need to figure out what's happening up the middle there for shortstop now. But, I mean, it's a team that basically they banked it all on Byron Buxton kind of staying healthy. And up until this point, he has not been able to really stay healthy throughout a major league season. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where, hey, listen, I can advertise him to try and bring in free agents to be the number two behind a Byron Buxton. But at the end of the day, I need to sign a free agent that I know can give me 150-plus games a year in order to actually maximize what I can get out of Byron Buxton.
All right, Nolan. Good question came in today out of the Georgia area. Sean Murphy. What do we think about that trade? Too much? Too little? Did Milwaukee have to get involved?
So from Milwaukee's standpoint, I actually love it because you get, obviously, Wilson Contreras' brother, William Contreras, who had a breakout year this year. Third most home runs for a catcher. I mean, pretty much he was a DH, let's be honest. But either way, he's a guy that can stick it, a guy that Milwaukee obviously needs offensive production. I believe still 4 years of control. So obviously that looks great for Milwaukee. The Braves, I don't fully understand the trade. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, so they give up their number one, their number six. You give up William Contreras. You give up, obviously, Manny Pena was just kind of a throw-in to the Oakland Athletics going back that way. So the number one and number six prospects, they go over to Oakland. Manny Pena becomes the third highest paid player on Oakland's roster at $4.5 million. Obviously, he's a guy that only played, what, like five games last year? So, I mean, that's kind of a write-off. But you're looking at it from the Braves' perspective. Obviously, Sean Murphy, he's an upgrade over what they had. Like, he was the second-best catcher last year in baseball behind JT Realmuto. Gold Glove-winning catcher. He's obviously very good. Won a Silver Slugger this past year, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he's just a guy that no matter what, you're safe with getting him. And it's not going to be the end of the world. But the return that the Braves gave up in order to get him, I don't know if it was necessarily worth it. Like, is he that much of an upgrade over what you guys already had? Because Travis d'Arnaud, you know you can start him behind the plate. He was perfectly fine there. And he can stick it a little bit. And William Contreras can DH for you guys. Like, that's kind of why I'm saying they had other holes to fill, especially being that they're losing their shortstop. And, I mean, you're relying on Vaughn Grissom to all of a sudden become the starting shortstop. And, I mean, his numbers really regressed after that hot August that he had when he first got called up.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be, Double A's got to be looking at it. We got a lot of our young guys signed to long contracts. We're in pretty good shape that way. Travis d'Arnaud, like we talked about, you know, he's not going to give you 150 games, 130 games or whatever and stuff like that. I get that. Sean Murphy's not going to give you those either. So I guess you balance them all, or the two of them, unless you're going to move Travis d'Arnaud to shortstop.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's their off day instead of DH, and they're going to play shortstop.
You're right. It was just an interesting move, I thought, by Double A. But yeah, send in your thoughts and opinions on it. I think probably long term. Again, it always takes time when you're talking about prospects to go up. But Billy Bean, you know, he doesn't hit it 100% for sure. There's no question he doesn't hit it 100% of the time. But he does well. I'd say probably 80% of the time for sure. So
yeah, and he knows the way that team operates too. It's not like it's a team that designed around trying to re-sign their guys. Like if they're going to re-sign their guys, they're going to jump on them early. Sorry, go on.
No. Like you were saying, though, Nolan, yesterday when we were talking about it even, you know, like, I don't know where the about face came out of the A's and stuff like that, because all along it was asking for gold for Murphy, right? MLB players, plus prospects.
Well, that was the thing. And Cardinals.
It was quite an abrupt change or whatever in that. But maybe, you know what? I'm sure they did the groundwork at the winter meetings, and maybe they just top prospects was about as good as people were comfortable going at this point in time.
Well, yeah, because the only confirmed Knicks trade that basically happened was Jordan Graceffo, who's the number one Cardinals pitching prospect now, number four in the system, top 100 guy. I believe he's number 76 on MLB.com. Brendan Donovan and Lars Nootbaar. And like that was kind of all that everybody was saying was, yeah, major leaguers and upper minor leaguers, if that's going to be the way that we go. Now, unless the A's are immediately thinking about bringing that Kyle Muller up and having him as one of their opening day rotation options, which, I mean, sounds viable because he was a double-A, triple-A pitcher this past year, obviously the number one guy with the Braves. Now he'll slide in as probably the number one, I'd imagine, with the Oakland Athletics for their farm system. But, yeah, I could see him probably opening up for their opening day rotation, not being the opening day starter, obviously, but... But either way, yeah, so it's one of those ones where, yeah, like it sounded like the asking price was just so high, and then all of a sudden it came back to earth. Now, I don't know exactly how good this Kyle Muller is, but, I mean, still, to me, yeah, it was a crazy trade.
All right, let's jump on over to the AL East for a couple of questions that came in as well. One, Yankees. Do they get the Rodon deal done? Are they the leading for it? Are they going to make this happen? Do they need to make this happen? That's what came in.
Well, when John Heyman's throwing out there that the Cardinals are the mystery team, I immediately recant that statement. Because I can't see the Cardinals being a mystery team if it's coming from John Heyman, because that guy is, I don't know. I don't know how he's reputable really anymore after he basically guaranteed Aaron Judge going to the San Francisco Giants instead of the New York Yankees. So, I mean, hell.
And Carlos, again, that was who? Just so that the dirtbags understand that.
John Heyman Judge? Yeah, John Heyman. I mean, the guy's been in the industry forever, but it seems like year in, year out, he's given out just false information about it. So that's one of the guys that I don't trust him anymore.
But what did he call Aaron Judge?
Oh, Aaron Judge. And then, yeah, they created the baseball reference. So that was hilarious behind that. But either way, yeah, so jumping back over to the AL East, you got the Yankees obviously in on Rodon. They've apparently given him a formal offer. I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll have to be in the neighborhood. I mean, obviously, Rodon's asking for 7 to 8 years at $30 million a year. So you're looking already at $200+ million for his contract. Now, that's not something that I'd give him just because of the injury history and everything like that. I'd probably back him up in line with the Kevin Gossmans and those guys. Upper level talent, obviously, but he's not a guy that I can rely on for 30+ starts a year on a consistent basis just because of his track record. So if I'm a smart GM, I'm offering him that, yeah, 5-year, $130, $140 million. Like, that's something that I'm a bit more comfortable with giving him. Now, I understand why he's asking for that, because he's coming off of two great years where he's been healthy. But end of the day, I'm looking at the longevity of what he's gone through. It scares me.
Yankees go in or not on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next question, in from the Jays fans. Wow, this is really up to date right now coming in. Bassett, Johnny Cueto. Enough to be difference makers in that rotation?
Is the Johnny Cueto thing finalized?
Well, they're
eyeing him.
If they get him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Bassett.
So here's the thing, right? So Chris Bassett, he's official. He signed the 3-year, $63 million to the Jays. So he slides in as their number three. But you're looking at the rest of that rotation. Like, I'm saying he's their number three right now. Obviously, you're paying Berrios to be either that one or two, but Berrios hasn't performed up to that one or two to this point. You got Alek Manoah, who's easily your number one or number two. Like, he was a flat-out stud last year, and he's on a rookie contract still for another year,
I believe. First-team All-American, or first-team All-MLB player this past week,
exactly.
Too.
No, he was top three AL Cy Young finalist. Hell of a year, right? So, I mean... There's probably your ace of the future if you can get him re-signed. Obviously, you got Gausman, who's either your one or your two, depending on basically how hot they are, right? Either way, those guys are great. So you get Bassett as your number three. You got Berrios as your four. If you sign Johnny Cueto, that's your number five. It's a hell of a lot better than UC Kikuchi.
I like that, though.
Pencil that in as a number five. That's a great rotation.
And like I said, I mean, the way Cueto came back with the White Sox last year was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No, exactly.
Numbers.
No, he was
no strikeouts, but who cares? He got he was in 7, 8, 9 innings.
Every, oh, he was quality starts every
he
time.
He was one of the best pitchers in baseball for the amount of innings that he threw every game. It's unbelievable. So yeah. Even if he's not even that, even if he doesn't come back that, all of a sudden that's your bullpen day between him and Kikuchi. I'm sure you got to be able to navigate a bullpen day. And like we said about Berrios as well, right? Berrios hasn't done anything, unfortunately, since he's become a Blue Jay. But anybody out there before, when he was still with the Twins and he was available, anybody and everybody would have been in on him.
Oh, 100%. Right? No, he was a frontline starter. That's
so
the thing.
So at somewhere, sometime, he's still young. He's too good not to bounce back to a certain degree. I don't like the amount of righties they're throwing out there. That troubles me a little bit. I get Ryu's going to come back probably at some point through the season, second half of the season. Hopefully, they're never a guarantee. Give him another lefty, and if Kikuchi can kind of right the ship a little bit, give him those maybe 3 or 4 inning guys or whatever, and at once through the lineup maybe type of stuff.
Well, that's the thing.
From the left side, right?
Yeah, if you want to use those guys as swingmen, long relievers type of deal, or just platoon them basically depending on kind of what you're facing, like Yankees obviously still have tons of lefties. Boston, I mean, they got some holes to fill, but they're got some legitimate lefties in their lineup, obviously. I don't know. I mean, you're looking at the rest of the AL East. It makes sense for me if you're the Jays that you need some left-handed options in your rotation, obviously, with Ryu and Kikuchi. But right now, those five guys, like, it's tough to beat out any of those five guys after last year's performances.
Yeah, it's looking good. I mean, now they just got to go out and see what they can do. Again, see what they can do right now. I mean, I think everybody's a little bit nervous if you're a Blue Jays fan or whatever. Are they going to be able to pull a trade off for one of those catchers? Are they going to be stuck with three of them going into the season? And, I mean, it's easy to say not the end of the world to go in with three of them or whatever. But still, I think if there's a trade to be made, it's got to be made before the season starts, right? And again, a long time before spring training starts.
Yeah, because Kevin Kiermaier at $9 million to be your left-handed outfielder is not a great option. I get it. He's still an elite level. Well, not elite level, but still above average level defender in center field. And he is a left-handed stick, but I mean, he's what, a career 220 hitter? Like, he's not any better than Kevin Biggio, really, at this point in his career.
No.
So it's like, okay, well, where's the move going to happen that you're ultimately bringing in your left-handed thumper? Because that's what the Jays ultimately need still.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, it goes back to the Diamondbacks. Obviously, the Twins as well. There's been talk about them getting creative now because they need players, as we know.
Well, the one...
And the Jays are just one team of probably 8 or 9 teams that need good outfield additions.
So here's the thing, right? So if the Twins didn't sign a Christian Vasquez, you could make a move for a Max Kepler, and I'd be fine with that. Max Kepler, he'd be an upgrade over Kevin Kiermaier. I wouldn't necessarily say he'd be a great option, but I mean, he'd be a solid 3 or 4 outfielder for you there type of deal. Like, he could be your left-handed platoon guy out in right field to George Springer, basically, when George Springer needs a day off, and you could slide him around in the outfield. But either way, so the Jays, I mean, realistically, what I could see them doing with one of their catchers is trading them for Liam Hendricks. Because obviously, Liam Hendricks has been thrown around there. Chicago needs a catcher because he has Manny Grandal hit, what, below the Mendoza line this year? I think it was .180 or something like that. The numbers just took a significant hit across the board. And I mean, the White Sox, realistically, they still need a catcher. And I mean, he's an elite level bullpen arm.
Oh,
like, that's the way that I look at it, too. It's like, man, end of the day, you can never have enough bullpen guys.
Very interesting, Cole. Never even thought about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I see that one going, is they'll probably trade either a Danny Jansen or somebody like that. Like
you said, if you can lock up Cueto maybe and you got 5 or 6 at the front end, all of a sudden that good, they got a good bullpen. You had a Hendricks in there or whatever, and that, I'm not opposed to that trade.
No, that
I'm not opposed
elite.
To that for one-on-one for one of those catchers. I don't care. Yeah, for sure. So anyways, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thoughts, everybody.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, final thoughts.
So my final thoughts this week, I mean, we're just going to keep it short and sweet. Wherever Dansby Swanson doesn't go, that team will have a lot of work to do. Obviously, there's tons of teams out there that still need a shortstop. If the Yankees sign Dansby Swanson, if they can't sign Carlos Rodon, all of a sudden that opens up the possibility for a couple of their guys to get traded. I think no matter what, Dansby Swanson is the last big-name free agent to go off the board. And then, obviously, the trade market will start to open up. I think that will really impact a lot of teams based off of where he goes. And I think the worst part about it is we don't even know when he's going to sign, because everything on the Dansby Swanson front has just been hearsay pretty much. It was the same as Trey Turner before Trey Turner signed until, yeah, he eventually signed with the Phillies, but industry-wide, it was pretty much he was going to the Phillies. Dansby Swanson, there's no industry-wide. You know that everything is just going to start going chaotic.
Yeah, speaking of that crystal ball, for sure, I hope you're right on, Nolan. I hope the trade market will stay open. I hope it's not like we talked about at the first of the show where, you know, so many teams are just like, forget this, we're staying out of everything for 2023, and we'll take the beating from our fans and go from there with the way that some of these teams are spending money or whatever. I hope it doesn't. Can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of it. It is getting to that time of the day. So again, thank you to our sponsors at Rip Grip Pro and the Rope Trainer. Thank you to all of you, wherever you are, servicemen and women out there doing what you do so we can do what we do every single day. Can't thank you enough for it. You want to get in touch with us? Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Send us your questions. you got a product for us to review or talk about, that's where you can get in touch with us. We'll start the dialogue and we'll get all over it for sure. Want to be a sponsor on the show? Same thing. Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll hook you up and we'll make it happen. No question about it, because that's what we live to do. That's what we love to do. Hey, you're out there playing baseball this week. You're out there coaching baseball. You're out there watching baseball. Love it. Live it. Breathe it. Unfortunately, it is that time. Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.